Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
95% of Uber Eats orders are on time, which is great. Because the only thing I care about more than football is spicy pepperoni pizza for kickoff. But on the off chance your order is late, Uber Eats will give you 3 months, $0 delivery fee with a free Uber One membership. Now that's a spicy offer.
On time claim based on latest arrival time shown after order is placed. Offer ends 2/19/2023. Current Uber One members not eligible. Subscription will auto-renew at $9.99 each month, starting 3 months from initial enrollment. See uber.com/uber1 for terms. Benefits available only for eligible stores. Order minimum supply.
This is Slobberknockers, the show where three fans get off the couch and on the mics to talk all things football. With your hosts, Joshua Toomey, Gene Vogel, and yours truly, Baco. Welcome to Slobber Knockers. My name is Baco, co-host of the Cobras and Fire podcast. Joining me, as he does every week, is Gene Vogel, the co-host of the Disciples of the Watch podcast. Missing in action today, though, is our friend Josh Toomey. He's not feeling the best, so let's start making fun of that asshole or something like that. So, but ice up, son, ice up. But yeah, so he sent me his picks, so we'll get those in a little later. Once we get to the picks, basically. So, but Gene, my God, what the fuck happened? Oh my Lord, I hung in there, man. I did. I got almost to the 4 minutes left in the game, and I don't know. Looking back, I'm like, I don't know why.
Yeah, I was gonna say, why the hell did you hold out that long?
I guess, I don't know, my stepson came up to watch the game with me. We haven't done that in a couple years, and,
oh, man.
You know, I didn't think, like, I wasn't one who's like, no way, we're losing to the Cowboys. I thought that we could lose that game, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was a possibility.
I'm with the national audience where I go, I don't know that you can do this every fucking week like you've been doing it. I like it, it shows preparation, all this stuff, but I did not see the ass whooping we got at all, especially from the Cowboys, because despite the licking we just took, that team hasn't looked impressive. It hasn't looked much better than the Vikings all year, to be honest. I mean, you know, we both seem to be, you know, kind of trying to find our way and get a team identity, but man, we couldn't stop them when they're on the field, and we ran the ball pretty good, if you remember, right? But basically every time we went back to pass, Cousins got sacked.
Sacks during that game.
As much as I like to pick on old Kirk and, you know, fucking streetlights, man, old streetlights Cousin can't fucking play once the lights are on. I can't pin this one on him, man. He never really had a shot, and at home, I know our left tackle got knocked out of the game pretty early. It can't fucking be like that. But yeah, so those are the two things. Like, our defense literally gave up everything the Cowboys wanted. Dak didn't even really have to play that hard. I don't even know what his final numbers were, but he didn't do anything really. But he didn't need to. The running game was just like gashing us, chunk yards every fucking time. And then to just, we did what we haven't done all year, gave up points at the end of the second half. I think, 10 points or 14 points and just under the 4 minutes left in the game or in the half? What the fuck? And now I'm just like, well, I don't think we can play football anymore. What about you?
Well, yeah, that was frustrating to watch from beginning to end, because it starts off, you know, right away with losing the ball. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of set the tone for the whole damn event. I was only in and out after halftime because I thought, I'm going to see how they respond, and they immediately give up 7 points. And I'm like, well, I guess the halftime adjustments aren't going to be in our favor. So then I was kind of working around the house, and I'd jump on and watch for a little bit. or walk back into my living room, I should say, and then see how things were going and go, yeah, this is what it's looking like. It reminded me of why I stopped paying so much attention during, especially at the tail end of Mike Zimmer's run.
Yeah.
Because it was like, this is what I expected. I didn't expect that, though, from this team. How hard they've been able to fight this, the constant, they're down, but they're not out.
Yeah.
Here we go. That it was down. They just kept hammering us. Our offense couldn't do anything. Our defense couldn't do anything. Our special teams couldn't do anything. It was the perfect flop. And one of the worst in Vikings history, the second worst in Vikings history.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. They have to be a better team than that. A 37-point home drubbing. I mean, 40 points is what they gave up, but they managed to score three. And that first Cowboy drive after the fumble, that was the one time our defense kind of looked like our defense has all year. Yeah, kind of let them get a little closer, but they didn't let them in. And the rest of the game, though, suddenly, what the hell? It's like nobody was prepared. And then, yeah, when it's that bad, it's soul crushing. And you're like, what is going on? Now, I've never been that if there was any omen leading up to this, it was because suddenly all those fucking assholes that always come out and do this. The weird thing is, I don't see it. And maybe it's different if I lived in the market and was a fan. But when the Bills got kind of good a couple years ago, I don't remember this clamoring of like, "Yeah, you guys ain't won shit yet." Yeah. I mean, when within 2 hours of the Buffalo game, we didn't talk about this last week because I wanted it to be all about positivity. There were fucking people on my Facebook feed who were like, "Vikings need to settle down. You haven't won shit yet." Really? I thought the season was over. Well, fuck me. That wasn't the Super Bowl? Jesus Christ, did anybody watch that game? Is it okay for me to fucking enjoy that game? And that was it. That happens anytime the Vikings have a nice little run. I think it's because I'm just too close to fucking Wisconsin. It's just, and you're seeing the way their year is going. And it's just all this butthurt. You know what, man? If someone's... look, I'm not talking about trash talk among friends. That's, to me, fun and fair game. I'm literally just talking about the negative. You don't get to enjoy that win because you haven't won nothing. Just go fuck yourself, man. That said, I've never been a be-all, end-all guy. Like, if they don't win this game, man, like, they're going to lose. Only one team wins a Super Bowl every year. It's hard. And when you get to the playoffs, any team can beat any team. We see it every fucking year.
Yeah.
So I just don't get hung up on that. I'm going to watch the next game like I watched this last one. I'm going to look forward to it and hope things go good. And when they don't, so be it. And when they do, so be it too. You know what I mean? I try not to get too, but you know, everybody settle down. I don't care what it is. If someone out there is enjoying something, anything, whatever it is, you're a fucking dick if you just want to piss on it. You know, go fuck yourself. You take sports too seriously if that's the way it is. You're worried about that. And not only that, but the whole argument of like, well, how many Super Bowls do you want to... is such a fucking defeatist argument anyway. What you're basically telling me is that you are only a fan of your team because they won a Super Bowl. You don't stick through thick and thin. You just jump in when times are good and jump out when they're bad. Otherwise, what is your fucking point? Rant over.
It's a good rant. I'm
frustrated because of Sunday. So,
obviously there was some carryover from last week too. And now that we don't have Toomey in here to try to stop you, just let it loose, man. This is your therapy. If you need to let it go, brother.
All right.
Don't hold that in.
Well, I think I let enough go there. Hopefully the listeners enjoyed it. We'll talk about that. Then the Titans, on a more positive note, they actually did what the Titans do and helped us, shove a little dirt on the season that the Green Bay Packers are having. They went into Lambeau, a pretty convincing win. So good for them and good for him, man.
Yes, absolutely. That's a good way to kick off your weekend, is celebrating a victory. And you have a few days to wait and to see what everybody else's teams do, but you, for that moment, yeah, you get to celebrate and hold it over. Well, he gets all over my head because I didn't pick them to win. I didn't expect them to go into Green Bay. Part of it is It's that PTSI, right? Post-traumatic stress injury, which is dealing with the Packers with Aaron Rodgers, even with Brett Favre.
Yeah.
To where
it's been 30 years, man.
Yeah, where there's you just can never count them out. This obviously is not the same Packer team. It's not the same Aaron Rodgers, and I'm glad for it. So, it cost me a point, but I was more happy to see Green Bay get a drubbing. And I know that that Sunday didn't help. If we had won that game on Sunday, then we would have been able to at least kind of hold our heads high, like, we're one game closer to clinching our division already.
Yeah.
And that distance created would have been helpful. So the Titans helped us out, but we didn't do ourselves any favors.
Not at all. And, yeah, you want to talk about not winning anything? You've won 13 games a year for three seasons, but four of those every season came against Detroit and Chicago. You're basically a nine-fucking-win team every year that loses in the first round of the playoffs at home. Congratulations. But you don't. You know what you don't hear me say? That shit. Other than just right then. But, yeah.
Well, but
man, I am angry. God damn it, Minnesota.
Let it go, brother.
Well, I don't know if it was because, you know, it definitely affected a little bit of my mood to the point where I'm like, I don't really want to listen to sports talk today. I'm not going to go check out Pro Football. I don't care. I really don't. Was there anything news or notable that we needed to get into this week? I just didn't catch nothing. And it might have just been the hangover from Sunday night or Sunday afternoon.
Well, I kind of kept up, but it was more with the just the local talk, hearing what the pundits around the Twin Cities have to say. And a lot of it was, don't count them out. It was the stuff we hear every year.
Mm-hmm.
Don't count them out. Now, the only reason I feel different about it this year is because it is our first year with Kevin. He's a new coach, first time head coach coming in. He's already got 8 wins under his belt. So as of right now, it's as good as or better than I was expecting, and there's still more football to be played.
Right, but I think a close loss would have been a lot more palpable. Sometimes you enjoy a big blowout when you're kind of a bubble fringe team, you know, anyway, at least in the playoff picture, and then you just get drubbed, so that way you can kind of carry it, you just do something else for, you know, the other hour and a half. But the fact that, you know, I think there was such, you know, such a high optimism, especially coming off that Buffalo, the unlikely win in Buffalo. And you know, I don't think anybody would look at that game and say, yeah, that's how I saw it working out. but whatever.
Maybe at halftime, it's like, okay, well, at least we were scoring. We were doing something.
Yeah.
It wasn't much.
Hanging in there a little bit, you know?
It was like, I think they just gave everything. They pumped 110%, so to speak, into that game, and they had nothing in the tank when it came time to.
I hope it's something stupid and meathead football player like that, and not, you know, the fear is that, like, uh-oh, someone figured us out. But Ben Lieber said that doesn't really work that way. So I do think Ben Lieber's a fairly smart and connected to the team mind. He's pretty level headed and doesn't overreact like I do. I will tell you that, speaking of the reaction on my phone was very different between that game and the Buffalo game, as probably people could guess. It went from almost everybody on my contact list texting me about that, oh my God, how the fuck did you win that game, to crickets. I think people, first of all, I thank you, everybody. I didn't need to be. I knew what happened. I was aware. And I showed up today. Yeah, you know what I mean? I was like, yeah, I can't. In the back of my head, I'm not feeling the greatest, but I was like, yeah, if I don't do the show today after that game, I'm opening myself up to some, Baco don't want to do. So anyway, I'm glad I'm here.
Well, yeah, as am I. I was surprised, but of course, you know, if Toomey's sick, he's sick. That's, you know,
oh, right, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, honestly, you know, I'm just a little froggy is all. I think a couple ibuprofen and I'll be fine. So anyway, well, fuck it. Gene, should we get to the pigs?
Let's go for it.
All right. So at the end of this, then I'll read all of Josh's picks. I have them here. But as we get going here, let's. The week starts off with three games on Thanksgiving. Now I don't think we've talked about this year. We can touch a little bit on this. I hate the Thursday game other than Thanksgiving. I think that's the only day they should do it. I don't mind that they threw a third one in. I'm also a big fan. Everybody wants to take it away from Detroit because Detroit sucks. I'm like, you know, I think it's cool. I like the tradition of Detroit and Dallas hosting it every year. The milk bone they threw out then to the rest of the league was we'll do a third game where it rotates. So the Vikings are hosting it for the first time ever, and because they've only done this for a few years. So almost any team that hosts this in the next decade is probably going to be doing it for the first time ever because it's always been Detroit and Dallas. But what do you think? The Thursday night game always seems like a fucking dog, and it's just, I don't know.
Well, last week was a lot better when sure. we got oh, yeah, the yeah. Green Bay lose.
Yeah. So anytime the Packers lose, if I don't care what day of the week they play, I will take that. But just in general, I like them all. I'm like Kirk Cousins. I want every game at noon on Sunday.
Yeah, I actually enjoy the Thursday games. It's a nice change of pace as far as kind of breaking up the week a little bit. But I don't know if I really even tend to stick through the whole night unless the Vikings are playing, just because I got better things to do, like sleeping, than stay up till too late to watch a football game.
And then with it being on Amazon Prime too, it's almost like because you're using an app instead of just like pulling up your cable or your antenna. It's hard. It's like you're almost inconvenient to change channels. It's like, well, am I going to go to it just to kind of watch for a little bit? You almost feel like you have to commit. And then when you do leave, you're not coming back.
Well, depending on where I watch it, like if I'm going to watch it in my office as I'm working on things, I'll just put it up on one of the monitors and work on the other one. But I do have a Roku, so I'll pull up Amazon Prime on my Roku and just watch it on my, you know, on my main TV if I want to. Like I did last week, I did watch Green Bay get thrashed.
Yeah, I tuned in only to see that weird touchdown that they called a fumble and then ended up calling it a touchdown for the Titans. I think it was the one that gave them the 27 points. And I was like, sweet, they're winning. I'm going to shut it off. I don't want to jinx it. I have a hard time after I've been watching football for 40 years. The Packers, the Lions, and the Bears, I don't really need them on TV ever again. I get it's the local market, and we're going to get that. And that was a national game, so nothing you can do about that. But all I'm getting is I typically don't pay very good attention if it's one of those three teams. I'm just bored of them. We already got to see them twice when the Vikings play them. So.
Oh, I keep tabs on them just because I'd like to see where our division's at. And that's pretty much the only reason for it is I have no interest in any sort of fandom to any of those teams. Well, there are other teams in the league I'd rather watch, of course, but I'll keep tabs on them just because I want to see what the competition's looking like. Because, like you said, we play these guys twice a year.
Yeah, I can wait for the game, but I don't hate it enough to pony up the $400 or whatever it is to get the all the NFL games. But maybe someday I would. But what do you say we get to the picks then, Gene? Thanksgiving opens up. You get up in the morning, you put the turkey in the oven, watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and we got Buffalo staying in Detroit, man. I don't know why they went home.
Well, did they?
Well, supposedly they did, yeah. That was the story that I heard read. But.
Well, it's a short flight.
Yeah, it is a short flight. Who you got here?
I am going to take Buffalo at home in Detroit to beat Detroit at home in Detroit.
Yeah, me too. I think Detroit is starting to kind of pull it together a little bit.
They are.
So kudos to them for that, but I do think Buffalo has enough to win this one. So. Heading back to Buffalo and having some turkey. You know, you're right. They might get home around 4 or 5 o'clock. You know, they'll be eating dinner at 6, 7. After that, then, we have the Cowboys hosting the division rival New York Giants. What about this one?
This one, I'm going to go with the home team. Obviously, they had a good... I'm only hoping they don't do what Minnesota just did and have a big game where they get all this press and then they go and crap the bed in the next game. So I'm picking Dallas with the idea that Mike McCarthy's not going to allow that to happen. He's a veteran coach. Hopefully
Fuck that goddamn hot dog. Yeah, the back of his neck looks like a fucking pack of hot dogs.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Fucking shit dick fucker. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, and like, Mike, I'm about to go on another. Nope, not doing it. You know what? Fuck the Cowboys. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about. Only when they're playing the Packers do I root for them anyway. But yeah, they're going to beat the Giants. I think the Giants are. I'm worried more that we're turning into the what I think the Giants are going, a little more exposed. So I'm with you there. All right, we got Tampa Bay going to Cleveland. Of course, we'll touch on the third Thanksgiving game at the end here, but so just people don't think I forgot. Tampa Bay, what do you got here?
I'm going to take Tampa Bay on the road in Cleveland for the win.
Okay. Yeah, it does seem like they're getting a little healthier in Tampa. A couple offensive linemen are back. The receivers are back. Tom Brady's hitting some side squish. You know, he's loosening up.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, he can, get if he is a little stiff, he can get some massage tips from Deshaun Watson while he's in Cleveland. So.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, and Deshaun doesn't come back for, I think, until next week. Whatever. Yeah, Tampa Bay. Then we got Toomey's Titans hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. This is a noon game.
This one I'm actually going to go with Tennessee. I think they had a good game last week, and they're at home. Cincinnati's going to be tough, but I'm leaning towards Tennessee to take one at home, and I hope I'm not wrong on this one.
All right. And oddly enough, nobody on a bye this week, because there are byes after this, but nobody this week. Houston Texans, they are taking their little shit show to Miami. What do you got here, Gene?
Well, where'd you have on that one? I'm assuming you're going Tennessee.
Oh, did I not make my pick? Yeah, the Tennessee Toomey Titans are going to take care of the Bengals. I think the Titans are pretty sitting in pretty good shape here, but we don't have Toomey to give us the injury report update. I do know they've had just more injuries than we have right now.
So. Yes.
But if I didn't make the pick, thank you for saving my ass there. All right, Houston heading to Miami.
But there's no way Houston should win this game. So I'm going to take Miami in Miami.
Oh, God. Yeah, me too. I early in the season, I went with the Texans a little bit. I thought there was going to be just a little bit of a spark, and they might be like a fringe 500 team. But boy, was I wrong on that. Chicago Bears, then. They're heading to New York to play the Jets. The Jets averaged 3 inches per play in the second half against our opponent, the New England Patriots, last week. So but they're at home now, and maybe the MILF Hunter quarterback will relieve some stress and be ready for the Bears. What do you got here?
Boy, this is one of those tough ones to pick. I am going to lean towards the home team, though, especially if... Justin Fields, if he's got some injury stuff going, they rode him hard. They tried to get him to push that game to a win, and he almost did.
Yeah.
But then just couldn't finish it and got injured. So I think this one's going to – I'm going to see if the Jets can pick this one up at home and try to get back into some wins. So I'm going with the Jets.
The Justin Fields thing – it seems like, as far as like reading defenses and then being able to run through them, he's figuring some stuff out. Passing wise, I guess I need to see a little more, but you know, he's still young. So it is somewhat promising for Chicago, but I'm with you. I just, because it does sound like he's hurt. So if he's got any lingering thing that's going to slow him down in the running game, I think they're such a one-dimensional offense. The Jets. You know, they had a disappointing week like we did. Maybe they bounce back here. I'm picking the Jets. All right, then we have the Atlanta Falcons heading to Washington to play the Commies.
The Commies are showing us some stuff, so yeah. I'm going with them. I think I'm going to pick them to ride this out.
Man, you know, the Falcons have they've hung in there. They almost won this last week. Got the Falcons winning on this one, so I'm going to take a game from you here, Gene.
Ooh, there we go. All right. You are picking up on me, though. in the standings.
Oh yes, yes, yeah. So we really need to improve that. I think I'm going to put you in charge of reading the standings each week. You up for it?
I can do that.
We'll start next week though. All right, the Denver Broncos are heading to Carolina. Carolina and Denver both suck. What do you got?
They do both suck. It's the suck bowl of this week. And I'm trying to figure out who's going to suck the least. And I'm not sure why, but I'm leaning towards Denver to suck just a smidge less, even though they're going on the road. Yeah, I'm going to stick with Denver. Unless I change it before Sunday, Denver's my pick.
Yeah, Carolina, they fired their coach a few weeks back, and then the new coach came in and fired some of the assistant coaches, and it seemed like they had just a little bit of juice, but, you know, like those things tend to, they give you basically 1 week. You know, Jeff Saturday learned it this last week against the Eagles. I got Denver winning this one. Baltimore taking the trip down the east, the little east coast there, heading into Jacksonville, Florida.
This one I'm feeling a little bit more confident in. I'm going to take Baltimore to win on the road.
You know what? Just for fun and try to get a game on you, I can't do it. Yeah, Baltimore is going to win this one.
I thought maybe you knew something I did.
No. I'm gutsy. I'm gutsy, but just not that gutsy, apparently.
Hey, you picked the Commies and knocked the Eagles on, and you got it right.
I said that with confidence, too, man. Yes, I think they're going to win. Bam! All right, the Los Angeles Chargers are heading to Arizona. This is a later afternoon game. What do you got here, Gene?
This one, yeah, Arizona's garbage. Chargers aren't much better.
The Chargers are doing
okay. They're a little bit better. Yeah. They're not better enough to where I'm going to pick them to take this game on the road, that's for sure.
Really? So, I'm sorry, you are picking them or not?
I'm taking the Chargers to win on the road.
Yeah, the Cardinals situation just seems like a mess. Kyler Murray just, it doesn't seem like his teammates even enjoy playing with him. The Chargers are such a weird team. They always seem like they're on the cusp every season. Yeah, like, oh, they got the new quarterback, you got the Bosa boy, and then they just kind of play flat and squirt along. Here they are at fucking 5-5 and going into week 12 or 13. Week 13, right? Fuck.
12.
Week 12. Week 12. I had it right. I'm going to start with. But I still think they got enough to pull this one out. A disappointing season for both teams. They both had higher aspirations and things are looking anyway. But yeah, Chargers win. All right. The Las Vegas Raiders, speaking of a fucking shit show, going up to Seattle, and the opposite. Seattle been kind of the Seattle Seahawks, the Giants, and the Jets, kind of the three surprises. I guess a lot of outside of Minnesota, people probably would say the same thing about the Vikings. So, what do you got here? Raiders and Seahawks.
I'm going with Seattle to easily handle Vegas. I don't see that how they can pull this off unless something catastrophic happens.
And I got a feeling things are coming together in Las Vegas. They're going to win. Geno Smith is going to start looking like Geno Smith here. At least I keep thinking it. But kudos to him for the year he's having. But for some reason, and also I need to gain a point, I'm going to take the Las Vegas Raiders. Speaking of losses, Los Angeles, they've been kind of shitty this year. They're heading to Kansas City to get some of that delicious gumbo. Mmm. Kansas City having a great season in spite of all the issues they've been having at quarterback. What do you got here?
This one comes down to a home team. I'm going to pick the home team to win. You know, I expect a close game. Not. Kansas City should be able to handle their business. Even when their quarterback has a down day, whoever they have playing this Sunday, they can still find a way to win, even against the Los Angeles Rams, the Super Bowl champion.
I'm unbelievable. I guess I shouldn't say that. This happens quite a bit where the following year you kind of dip off.
Yeah, remember all those Patriot years where they didn't win?
Yeah, there is one team that's been pretty consistent, but anybody that wins it besides them seems to fall off the planet the next year.
Especially when they lose their very high praised offensive coordinator or the offensive coach.
Kevin O'Connell, yes. All right.
Thanks.
Well, the Rams, they're not showing the Chiefs any mercy. They have their own quarterback issue. Stafford is got to be ruled out for this game. Second concussion in 3 weeks. So I got to believe that he's not coming out of concussion protocol. Even with him, I think the Chiefs have enough. And all the Rams go home with is a few gallons of gumbo, courtesy of Andy Reid.
Nothing wrong with that.
Good old Kansas City gumbo. Yeah. You know what I mean? He always makes sure he gets plenty, but he's a giving guy as well.
Well, that's good.
All right. The New Orleans Saints are heading to San Francisco, the Emerald City. What do you got here?
I know New Orleans is probably riding high up on the win, but San Francisco is going to handle their business, especially at home. So San Francisco for the win.
I don't know. I've never been a fan of the Niners. I just, something about them. I guess maybe just kind of one of those teams that just, they got it too good sometimes. And it's, you know, I think everybody deserves a turn to be good while you suck. And they just don't do that for me. I got the, all that said, Gene, I got the Niners winning this one too. All right. Can Green Bay take down Philly in Philly?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? Green Bay heading into...
We keep waiting, Aaron. We keep waiting. You got this, right? You're just going to...
Yep. Just pick up your team on your shoulders and carry them through. Yeah, they're heading into the Motor City. I don't see Green Bay taking this one, though. Philadelphia for the win.
Yeah, I'm actually... You know, oddly enough, I'm going to be rooting for fucking Philadelphia. Philly wins this one, yeah. And then on Monday night, we have Pittsburgh going to Indianapolis. Indy had that game, man.
Shocking.
And, you know, it dawned on me one of the issues I have with Jeff Saturday. First of all, it looks like he wears makeup, like eyeliner around his eyes. But people, if you're listening, the next time you see him on TV, take a good look at his actual eyes. If you're familiar with the show The Incredible Hulk, where... Bruce Banner would transform into the Hulk, and just for a second, you get the Bill Bixby actor with just a little bit of green, and then he'd have these eyes. Jeff Saturday looks like, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. So, just weird as hell. Did you make a pick? I had my whole Jeff Saturday eyeball thing lined up for this.
Let's see. That was your preamble into... feeding it to me to make my pick. I'm sorry. I got lost in your eyes. Talking about Jeff Saturday's eyes. I'm going to go with... Boy, this one's tough. Just because it was last week. I could see Jeff Saturday coming in that first week, rallying the troops and winning a game. But to take it to Philadelphia like they did, that's amazing.
They look good for three quarters, three and a half. And then suddenly... Jalen Hurts turned into Justin Fields.
And that happens. I'm going to go with Indy. I'm very iffy on that one, especially on a Monday night. But going on the road in Pittsburgh, neither of these teams really have anything to play for, right?
Yeah, well, you wouldn't think so, but Saturday's playing for a job.
Well, that's
coaching.
True. I'm going to give them an edge. I'm going to give them a chance. I'm going to go with Indianapolis to... take off Pittsburgh at home.
I got Indy winning this one, too. So, all right.
Oh, well, really?
Yep. Let's take us to the game of the week, then. Thursday night, the three games for Thanksgiving winds down with the New England Patriots coming here to Minnesota. But we still got old Streetlights at quarterback, and this is a night game, last I checked. It is just the weirdest statistic ever for a player of, I think Kirk's at least a good quarterback, I think most people would say. And bad quarterbacks do way better than this. It's just, for people that don't know what I'm dancing around here, basically, Kirk's record at noon games is not bad. It's a winning record. I think he's like wins 2 out of 10 if it's after 3 o'clock. So, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a strange
20% of the time.
Sure. Well, one thing that's kind of a bummer is he had 39 straight games with a thrown touchdown pass, and that came to an end.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
I know it's not a big deal, and I'm sure it's not a stat that he cared about, or even the team. They probably prefer at least a competitive game versus Dallas instead of crap in the bed a la Amber Heard.
Nah. Okay.
Yeah. So, the kickoff. So these are the Vikings, the late games. Yeah, their kickoff before noon were 7-0 and plus 36 point differential. Kickoffs afternoon Central, a record this year's 1-2 with a negative 38 point differential.
Man. That's a stat.
That is a stat.
So
that
makes if we win 38-0, that makes it 2-2 with a 0 point differential.
So let's hope they do that.
Lose by 37, win by 38. You know what? I'm going to call that a bounce back if they can pull that off.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one thing. With having this new coach, there's so much we don't know.
Yeah.
How are they going to respond? Are they going to come out and just curb stop these guys? Or are they going to limp their way to a win like they've done all season? Or are they going to get curb stomped? You know, Bill Belichick is, you can't count him out. He finds ways to win.
Yeah, he's shady.
He's got to deal with the devil. I understand that.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick Minnesota. I want them to win. I expect them to rebound. This will be a very telling game, how they respond. And obviously, it's his first year. Look, you know, it could be a few years before we're a serious deep into the playoff contenders.
Yeah.
Who knows? If it happens this year, I'm all in. I'm pleased so far with the progress they've made. Last week was a bummer, but we've had those bummers in the past. Usually we save it for the second round of the playoffs, so if we're going to really get shot down right now.
Well, Kyle Rudolph used to say that they would have one game like that every year, where it's just like, you know, they're playing somebody good and then they just get fucking destroyed. I remember Seattle came in here, I don't know, during the Zimmer years. It was when we were still outside there, and I was just like, what the fuck is happening, man? But anyway, so who do you got for a pick here?
I'm going to go with Minnesota. New England isn't the same New England. I know Bill Belichick has got his schemes, his methods, his pentagrams, and his burned candles, and his sacrificial chickens and all that stuff. But I will take Minnesota to rebound after that embarrassing loss at home and win this one at home. They owe it to the fans. I hope that all those people that were at Sunday's game will be at Thursday's game and see a much better game. And it should be a win.
Yeah, well, it will be a lot of the same people, of course. Obviously, my confidence for this game was much higher about 3 days ago. Even then, though, if I was picking between Dallas and New England, this one worried me a little more, probably because of Belichick. Jesus. Yeah, my mood is for the rest of the season is obviously going to be dictated pretty strongly on how this game turns out. I don't have a great read on it, but, you know, like I was saying earlier, as much as I get into the game and devote the time and everything, and somewhere in the last 10, 15 years, I realized that I don't want to care more than the people playing the game. If they don't care as much as I do, I shouldn't. In other words, you just can't let it fucking ruin your fucking life because a team you root for didn't play well.
Absolutely.
So that's me talking to myself mainly, giving myself, reminding my, because we're gonna have family here. I gotta, yeah, maybe maybe not. Won't have any afternoon Thanksgiving beers this year. We're gonna try to keep Baco under control, but I got the Vikings winning this one. I don't think it's gonna be a cakewalk. I think it's gonna be a tight game, maybe like a, you know, like a 17-14 kind of deal, but. I'll take a blowout if we win. I just don't want us to do anything but win the game. I really don't care how we get there. But just get things back on track, man. I was having so much fun this season.
Even though they were all these games were close, these are games we were losing last year.
Yeah.
So, and again, this is a whole new system, whole new head coach. There's so much new to this team. I'm willing to roll with it. I'm excited for what this team is building on and what the future holds. We shall see, you know, because I had high hopes for Zimmer, and that didn't really pan out.
Sure.
But there's a different energy to this team. There's a different vibe. And
let's see how they respond, man.
Yeah, and if, with a quarterback who has a coach that actually works with him and believes in him and is willing to pick him up when he falls down, that's going to be a different thing. So what's going to happen when Kirk's under the lights again, playing afternoon, it's not on a Sunday, he's not in his nookie blankie, you know, where he in that sweet spot of time where he likes to play. I don't know if it's just bad luck or if there's something really wrong with him. Does he need therapy? I don't know, but hopefully Kevin can pull him through and find a way to win this game. And I would like to, I'd rather see it done convincingly. I'd rather it not be a sweep.
Sure.
Let's this be a statement game that we can rebound after such a kick-ass game and well, kick-ass, but insanely stressful against the Bills. But still, a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah.
People are picking, you know, they're one of those teams. Dallas, obviously, can't count them out as that, but I don't see New England sniffing that. And we should definitely be looking to throttle this team.
A lot of injuries on defense, and at full strength, our defense wasn't that great to begin with. So,
yes.
And that's definitely a work in progress. I got my issues with Donatel, but you know what? People smarter than me are making those decisions, so I'm going to leave that up to them. But yeah, that's why I got to believe that the best we can do is probably squeak one out here, and hopefully we get a few more guys back the week with the long time off. With a short week, you just don't really get the chance to even rest up. And, you know, Ben Lieber said, you know, they just got there. They physically got dominated. And as a player, he's, you know, from his days, he's like, you want to make sure that doesn't happen the following week. And if he had any pessimism, he was like, it's hard to do that when you have to turn around and get ready so fast. So anyway.
Well, Thielen's actually ready for that. He was excited that they're going to play right away on Thursday because he's like, we need to hurry up and get back into the win column. We need to get that taste out of our mouth.
Yeah, good for him. Whatever. cliche, whatever. You go out and do it, and I'll root for you. But and look, I'm not.
Improve it.
What else are you going to say? I mean, I probably do the same thing. You know what I mean? I don't expect these guys to be total dipshits about this, but yeah, whatever. I've heard that said by other athletes before, so good for you, Adam. Let's show it on the field.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, this has been Slobber Knockers, people. Week 12, so.
Jimmy's picks.
Oh, thank you very much. So, yeah, for people who are at home wondering what the hell just happened there, because I'm just leaving this shit in, Gene waved at me. Josh Toomey, yes, he's not here today. Here are his picks. These are the teams he's got winning this week. He's got Bills, Giants, Vikings, Browns, Titans, Dolphins, Bears, Commanders, Broncos, Ravens, Cardinals, Raiders, Chiefs, 49ers, Eagles, and Steelers. So thank you for listening, everybody. Thank you for everybody that's been keeping up with us all season. Make sure you share the episodes when they come out. And motherfucker Gene, skull.
Skull.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.